Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Fred Rose, Nick Lucas, and Jack Payne, and cook up a musical meal. But first, you may have noticed the last couple of weeks that the promos and IDs on the show have some new music in the background. Those records are all from the band of Edwin J. McAnally, and since Edwin's birthday is almost a year away, I thought I'd take this opportunity to let you hear those wonderful records in their entirety, unadulterated by my voice. Here's Edwin J. McAnally. Thank you.
today, or your tomorrow, you're too far away. At every dolly, I've waited in vain. I find each morning brings only rain. How can I borrow tomorrow today, with clouds around me, all heavy and gray? Once your tomorrow only brings on me a thing, and that is why I say, take your tomorrow and give me today.
Oh man, it just doesn't get any better than that. Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra with their signature wood blocks quite prominent, and with the vocal by Billy Murray on What a Blue-Eyed Baby You Are from November 2nd, 1925. What a Blue-Eyed Baby You Are was composed by Jack Hanna with the lyrics by Mitchell Parrish, who some years later also wrote the words to Stardust, Sleigh Ride, and Moonlight Serenade. Before that, from the team of Andy Razaf and James C. Johnson, we heard Take Your Tomorrow and Give Me Today, with the vocal refrain by Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell. That was recorded October 8, 1928, 3 weeks after Bix recorded it with Frankie Trumbauer's orchestra. We began the show with My Sunday Girl, written by Sam H. Stepped, with the lyrics by Herman Ruby and Bud Cooper. The vocalist was Frederick L. Wade, and it was recorded by Victor on April 1, 1927, just a month after it was recorded for Columbia by Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Usually on this show, we commemorate people's birthdays, but sad to say, America's First Lady of Cooking, Julia Child, passed away a couple of weeks ago on August 13th, just 2 days shy of her 92nd birthday. She graduated from Smith College in 1934 and during World War II served with the Office of Strategic Services, the predecessor to the CIA, in Ceylon, China, and Paris, where she began her culinary career at the Cordon Bleu. After her formal training, she opened a cooking school in 1951 with Simone Beck and Louisette Bertholle, and in 1961 she published Mastering the Art of French Cooking. And I happen to have a copy of that. On February 11, 1963, The French Chef debuted on PBS television, which was followed by a number of other series over the years. So here in celebration of Julia Child's life are some culinary songs, beginning with Vincent Rose. Thank you.
white up the street from me. Andy has an appetite that's freaky as can be. When he sees a restaurant, he dashes through the door. They bring him shad, then he gets mad, and you should hear him roar. What? No spinach? Don't tell me that. What? No spinach? Hand me my hat. I don't care for onions. They hurt my bunions. Why don't you try them on the cat? Oh, I wish that the fish that you gave me went down at the bottom of the sea.
A, B, C, G.
What? No spinach? What? No spinach?
That's the finish of me.
Thank you. cook. As good as she looks, I'll be hungry, hungry all the time. If my baby cries like she rolls her eyes, how my poor heart aches for her griddle cakes. I wonder if she's as good at the oven as she is in the parlor at loving. If my baby cooks just as good as she looks, then I'll be hungry, hungry all the time.
Some culinary songs to commemorate the life of Julia Child, who passed away August 13th. We began with Vincent Rose and his Montmartre Orchestra, June 9th, 1924, in String Beans, written by Harry Owens, trumpeter in the band, and Vincent Rose, who, besides leading the band, also played piano. The Montmartre in Vincent Rose and his Montmartre Orchestra refers to the Montmartre Café in Hollywood, and this record was recorded in Los Angeles by Victor. String Beans was followed by Irving Aronson and his Commanders and What? No Spinach? Written by William Tracy, Hugh Aitken, and Dinty Moore. That was recorded June 25, 1926. Next, we heard Kaplan's Melodists from an October 18, 1923 Edison Diamond disc and Sweet Butter, written by Irving Cohn. We finished up in 1926 with the Roving Romeos, a Harry Reaser pseudonym, with Tom Stacks performing the vocal on If My Baby Cooks As Good As She Looks, composed by Jack Carroll with the lyrics by Irving Cale. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at radiofreeworld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, August 22nd, marked the birth in 1897 in Newark, New Jersey, of the crooning troubadour, Nick Lucas. He began his career in vaudeville about 1917, played clubs in Chicago and New York, and in the early 20s played banjo in Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra. His recording career began with Brunswick in 1925, with My Best Girl, followed by hits such as Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me, and Painting the Clouds with Sunshine. In 1929, he appeared in the Broadway musical Showgirl, and in the movies Show of Shows and Gold Diggers of Broadway. In the 1930s, Lucas settled in Hollywood, where he was featured for 100 consecutive weeks at the El Capitan Theater, led his own dance band in 1934, and in 1937 was a regular on the Al Pierce radio show. Nick Lucas was active into the 1970s and died on July 28, 1982. Here's Nick Lucas.
Thank you. This life's a play from the start. It's hard to play through a part when there's an ache in your heart all day. I have my dreams till the dawn. I wake to find they are gone. But still the play must go on, they say. When I pretend I'm gay, I never feel that way. I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. When I hold back a tear to make a smile appear, I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blues, beautiful hues, colored with gold and old rose. Playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look bright, they'll all turn out all right if I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
so bright, just like raindrops in the window pane. When your eyes are blue, something's wrong with you. Let me kiss the love light back again. Brown eyes, why are you blue? Brown eyes, what can I do? Don't keep the sunshine out of your eyes. Say if you are wise, you'll stop your crying. Brown eyes, look up and smile. Smiling is always in style. Tears only add to your blues and troubles. Troubles will float away just like bubbles. You know, honest and true, brown eyes should never be blue. Your heart and they will go. When the sun comes in, that's when they begin disappearing like the April snow. Brown eyes, why are you blue? Brown eyes, what can I do? Don't keep the sunshine off of your eyes. Say if you are wise, you'll stop all your crying. Brown eyes, look up and smile. Smiling is always in style. Tears only add to your blues and troubles. Troubles will float away just like bubbles. You know, honest and true, brown eyes should never be blue.
The Crooning Troubadour, Nick Lucas, born August 22, 1897. We started off in May of 1929 in Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke from the picture The Gold Diggers of Broadway. That was followed by a Nick Lucas guitar solo from a Parlophone 78 waxed in July of 1922, Picking the Guitar. And we finished up with Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue, composed by George Meyer with the lyric by Al Bryan from September of 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon, and anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, August 24th, marked the birth in 1897 in Evansville, Indiana, of composer, lyricist, vocalist, and pianist Fred Rose. He grew up in St. Louis, but by age 15 was playing piano and singing in Chicago clubs. Early in his career, he composed popular songs such as Deep Henderson and Flamin' Mamie, but early in the 1940s, he began writing country and western songs. He recorded for Brunswick in the late 20s, was with Paul Whiteman's orchestra briefly, teamed with Elmo Tanner on Chicago radio, and had his own radio show in 1933. Later in his career, he became a music publishing executive and talent scout in Nashville, where he died on December 1, 1954. Here are three from the pen of Fred Rose. Thank you. The original Indiana Five and Take 'Em to the Door, That's All There Is, There Ain't No More Blues, written by Fred Rose, Benny Davis, and Ray Henderson, recorded by Jeanette around September 21, 1925. The original Indiana Five was formed around 1919 by Tommy Morton, the drummer and leader of the band. They first played at the Harvard Inn on Coney Island and were the first band to play over radio stations WOR and WMCA. The band broke up in early 1930, but several of the members formed a reunion band in 1947, which stayed together until the mid-50s. Before the OI5, it was Jack Hilton's Hiltonians and a Charles Cook-Fred Rose collaboration, No. 10, from May 17, 1927. The Kit Kat Band was put together by Jack Hilton as the resident band for London's Kit Kat Club, and it was led by American saxophonist Al Starita. We began our little tribute to Fred Rose with the Bucktown Five, February 25, 1924, and Mobile Blues, written by Fred Rose and Albert Short.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, August 22nd, marked the birth in 1899 in Leamington Spa, Warwickshire, England, of Wesley Vivian Payne, better known as Jack Payne. He was interested in livestock and farming, but when he was unable to make a living at that, he turned to playing piano. He formed a dance band with two friends and played Saturday nights at the Regent Hotel in his hometown, and after about a year was able to move to London and opened at the Hotel Cecil on February 13, 1925. He debuted on radio on December 26th of that year, and in 1928 was appointed director of dance music at the BBC and got an exclusive contract with Columbia Records. In 1932, Payne gave up his position at the BBC but made his first film, Say It With Music. In the 1940s, he was a theatrical agent, and in the 1950s had his own TV show called Off the Record. He died in 1970. Here's Jack Payne.
Thank you.
Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra. We started off in 1930 with My Baby Just Cares for Me, written by Walter Donaldson. Then, from February 10, 1931, it was Choo Choo. That was followed by Hot Bricks from October 19, 1928, and we finished up October 2, 1928, with Tokyo. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.